Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. The ragdoll breed was developed in the 1960s by a breeder named Ann Baker from California. Ann bred Josephine, a long-haired cat, with other cats she had or had found, including colored pointed cats, and she produced docile, affectionate kittens. For the further breeding, Ann chose those who had a decent temperament and appearance. From then on, the breed was carefully selected over many years, for those who limped when picked up and for those who limped. Ragdoll cats have the ability to be lap cats par excellence, and many enjoy being carried as if they were cradling a baby. It's easy to fall in love with them, especially if they're small enough to alert you to it, but they have surprisingly small, soft voices. They are easily recognizable cats with their long, long ears and big eyes. Unlike larger cat breeds, ragdolls weigh between 10 and 20 pounds or more and are the lap cats par excellence. What distinguishes ragdoll cats from other cats is a question of temperament, and their personality could be called a dog, similar. They have regal, feline elegance, silky and long fur, piercing ocean blue eyes and a personality that some might call dog-like, but they are larger and less agile than any other cat. If you are looking for a quiet, lying cat to fill your empty nest, you will find them a good choice for your caravan or work. At home, this is a cat that greets you at the door and follows you around, giving you some unconditional love, and you are set for a good time with this cat and its owner. Ragdoll is a relatively new breed, which was developed by Ann Baker in the early 1960s and which carefully traced its genesis. Baker was a cat breeder and saleswoman in spirit, but she worked diligently on her creation and history for the benefit of the cat and her owners. According to the International Cat Association, she is considered a matriarch of the breed, and she has a strong resemblance to her mother, the original ragdoll, as well as to a number of other breeds. Ragdoll cats are large, gentle cats, whose name is due to the fact that they become completely limp when they are picked up. When Baker bred Josephine with other males he owned or found, he noticed that the offspring of her had a unique temperament and very lovable traits. One of the most popular traits of descendants is their tendency to curl up in a ball and cuddle up to you when you pick them up, hence the nicknames of the ragdolls. Ragdolls have a reputation for being a calm and friendly breed and are extremely affectionate to their owners. Ann Baker from Riverside, California bred her first ragdoll Josephine with other cats, which were mostly strays, in order to find a way to achieve the very calm and gentle temperament that has become so well established in the breed today. Ragdolls get their name from a key characteristic: they are long-haired cats, and Baker took in a white woman with long hair who ran wild in her neighborhood and bred her to breed with other cats. Another breeder, who lived in California in the 1960s, is blamed for the development of the ragdoll. Ann Baker bred the first ragdoll, Josephine, a cat with long, long hair. By choosing the right mix of long and short-haired cats like Josephine, Baker produced the big, soft kittens we know and love today. One of the cats in the original ragdoll bloodline may have had Siamese markings, but it probably is not. Baker mated the first cat with a Burmese Persian cat, and there are probably at least two other cats with the same markings in their blood. When she was picked up, the cat was very relaxed and so happy that it took her name, but it is genetically impossible that the effects of the injury will be inherited from the kitten. It is the same as saying that they were raised by a queen who had an accident while carrying kittens. Ragdoll the cat is perhaps one of the most relaxed, friendly and friendly cats in the world. I must admit that she is probably the cutest cat I have ever seen in this feline world, and I am sure most of you have done the same. Ragdoll is the perfect lap cat, and it is hard not to get up and put her on your lap. She is a beautiful cat with lovely blue eyes and a sweet, sweet smile, but don't forget to possess her cute little ears and sweet nose. Although Ragdoll lives up to her name by being carried around the house in child arms, she gets along well with children and other pets, including dogs. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1051. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.